Food that's been cooked and served a second time, what would you call that kind of food?
Warmed over. Leftovers. that's what we call it.
If you were right in the middle of eating dinner and something like that, and somebody walked in, and you're ready to eat dinner, and everybody's standing around a table just standing there, and you're ready to eat, what might you tell them to get them to get started?
Well, I'd tell them, now let's get out here and let's start eating, because I'm hungry, and if y'all want to eat with me, come on, let's eat.
If you want someone to not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, what might you tell him to go, so he'll go ahead and eat? You might say,
well, I just don't know what I'd say to him, because as a general rule, whenever we sit down to eat, it was always, he picked up and it went around the table. It's like the potatoes, he'd pick it up and go all the way around the table. If it was chicken, it went all the way around the table. If it was pork, it went all the way around the table.
Would you ever tell somebody just to, don't be shy, just help yourself?
Well, yeah, just there it is. Now eat it till it gives up, because you're going to have, that's what you see, what's here. And if you want to eat it, don't be shy. But just go ahead and eat it till it's all gone. Yeah, I've said that.
if you were deciding not to eat something, you might say, you were telling a person, what might you say? I don't
care for that. I don't believe I want any of that this time, and to pass it on.
You mentioned homebrew a while ago. You got any other names, or any other names that people use around?
Homebrew?
Yes.
Well, there's an old lady called and said that every time her son, she'd let him get away to go to town, he'd get drunk on that old home beer.
is that just like moonshine?
No, it's like beer. Pure beer. It's made, malted. You get the malt and make it just like beer.
So that's a big difference?
Yeah, no, it's not a bit of difference in the beer that you're drinking today. Only you can make it so strong it'll knock the blocks off you in a hurry.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you didn't do it just right, it'd get to where it smelled like old cockroaches, you know. You know what I mean? It'd get it. But I always use a crock, and I had a stopper in my jug, and the hose in it, and I put it over in a bucket of water to keep it from getting like that. And man, you could back that mess up and it gets so much alcohol in and make you drunk just 4 or 5 bottles of it.
Good.
You're gone. I can make it yet if I can get a hold of the stuff.
Did they ever have any other term for moonshine? What did they used to call that, maybe?
Well, hog and hominy and hog and hair and whatever you want to call it. There was all kinds. It was just moonshine still. That was what. Heck, everywhere back in probation days.
We talked about some of the things you'd have for breakfast, and we mentioned syrup. Any other sweet things that you might eat for breakfast? Used to? Would you ever make something out of, your mother maybe had to make something out of fruit? And you might put it on.
You mean just like peaches or pears or anything?
We had everything
in the world in the fruit pie.
Did she ever make any sweet spread out of that you might put on bread?
Not that I know of.
Maybe
apple butter. She used to make apple butter.
Did she ever maybe boil some sugar and the juices of, say, apples or peaches or something, and then put it in a special glass and put paraffin in the top of it?
Well, I don't know about that, but now I know she used to make everything in the world that for a bunch of youngins to eat.
Did she ever make any jelly or anything?
Yes, sir, all kinds. Every kind. Every strawberry right on through.
Is that the same thing as jam?
Yeah, jam is a little different from jelly. Strawberry jam, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little different from the jelly, because the jelly is kind of runny, but in a way, and in a way it's not, but it's got a little different taste. But it's all good.